After 180 years, it's not too late to say thank you. That's what a Japanese delegation did on a visit last week to the Macaw Indian Reservation on the Washington coast. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports the visitors retrace the history-making path of three castaways.
This story starts when a typhoon disabled a coastal trading vessel off central Japan. Three survivors drifted all the way across the Pacific until their boat wrecked on the Olympic Peninsula coast in early 1834. That made them the first Japanese to set foot in the Pacific Northwest. The trio were rescued by Macaw seal hunters, but then the tribe held them captive and ransomed them a few months later to the Hudson's Bay Company. Now comes a delegation from the sailors' hometown to meet the present-day Macaw. Mas Yatabi of Portland was one of their guides.
The people of Mihama came to express their appreciation because of the Macaw people saved them. Those three were able to regain health.
From Nia Bay, the castaway sailors and their 21st century descendants both traveled onward to Fort Vancouver, Washington. The modern pilgrims used tour buses, the historic castaways, a Hudson's Bay Company trading ship. Actors from the current generation presented the Sailor's Odyssey in a play called The Tale of Otokichi. It was staged at Clark College in Vancouver and at Seattle Center this past week.
The story is not as well known as the people of Mihama would like to, and that they are trying to spread the story.
Yatabi says business people and politicians in the delegation hope people-to-people connections can expand into closer economic ties. The Cheetah Peninsula, where the castaways came from, is now home to aerospace companies that supply fuselage parts for the Boeing 787 Dreamliner. I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.